Good afternoon. This is Mark O with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, July 1st. The grains closed lower with December corn down 4.25 cents, closing at 367. November beans down 15.75 cents, closing at 1137.5. And September wheat down 15.25 cents, closing at 430.25. Those are 9-year lows in the September wheat. Corn and wheat kind of can just continue to move lower. We've obviously got harvest pressure in the wheat. We make normally the lows on the first Monday of the month. So in this case, could it be Tuesday? Certainly possible out here for corn and wheat. The corn's only 3 cents away from a new contract low at 364. So it's certainly possible we could get there on Tuesday. The beans gave back some of their gains out here today. July wasn't under as much pressure. It was only down 6.25 cents. Actually traded higher during the session. But the question is, can the beans hold up? You know, like we talked about this morning, everything I read, nobody could understand how you can increase bean acres 1.4 million acres and increase stocks 36 million bushels and consider that a bullish report. But that's what these funds can do when they want it. You know, they must have bought, who knows, 25, 30,000 contracts at least yesterday, all in basically 1 minute. So I'm in the camp that, you know, I find it very hard to believe that with funds this long and with corn and wheat on contract lows, the beans are going to be able to keep going. Now, there's some people out there that believe that higher prices are coming, either due to weather or demand. I don't see any proof of that. The first proof would be if we take out last month's highs, that would be an indication something's really going on. But again, I think that's going to be difficult unless we see corn and wheat able to bounce. Now, maybe we make the low on Tuesday, start putting some heat in the corn the rest of the month, and then, you know, the beans could certainly move higher. But this 4th of July weekend tends to be a pivotal weekend. Once we get through and see if we make new lows on Tuesday, then, you know, Wednesday's close really becomes critical. You wouldn't want to close lower again on Wednesday if we make new low closes in corn and wheat on Tuesday. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a safe and happy 4th of July weekend.